Mr. McIntyre. I can hear the women say, I'm charmed, I'm honored, I've never met anyone like you before. And I reply, there's never been anyone like me before. And they laugh, they roar, demurely, but surely. Then they flutter and they titter and fastidiously preen, but never get around to saying what they mean. Which is, I want to marry your books, I want to marry your tales, your characters' plots, and most of all, I want to marry your sales. I want to marry the space you take on the shelves of all of my friends. I want to marry the sighs they make when each bold narrative ends. I want to marry that portrait that I see on the frontispiece. I want to marry that signature and the monogram on your valise. My mother wants me to marry, and I ought while I still have my looks. Let me see. I love young Billy with hair like the sun and eyes like jewels in the crown. I love tall Tommy whose skill at the dance has brought him deserved renown. I love big Johnny whose muscles are so enormous I cry gadzooks, but I want to marry your books. You see, Mr. McIntyre, when city folk want to have fun, they meet in their homes for a beer, where the men play cards and the women chat while a violin tickles the ear. But Americans live in the country, with often no neighbor in sight, no music or games or improper jokes to scare off the goblins at night. So they dream of their youth and ride to their friends and sit while the dinner cooks. They only can read, and if they can read, what they want to read are your books. So your books are shipped by the thousands over oceans, mountains, and plains, by barge and coach and merchant marine, and even those new things called trains. They're like cotton, they're like lumber, they're profit, no loss. And I know my mother would like it if I married a factory boss. Yes, I can tell that you're old and your silhouette isn't trim. I can take a hint from the depth of your squint that your vision is growing dim. Our mutual interests are few. I like Mozart. You like Chinooks. I don't want to marry you. Smile. Wink. Sigh. But I'd love to marry your book.